It is December the 5th. Michael Vaughn in Toronto with Brian Acker of Acker Finley. As we reach the end of November, you rebalance, you adjust each of the funds, and I'm always interested to see what you've done with my money. So let's begin. I'm very pleased with what you did with my money in the U.S., because the U.S. Value 50 had one heck of a month.
Yeah, we're up 5.15% versus, believe it or not, the S&P Composite at 1.65.
Okay, let's look at that. Well, I mean, how could you outperform the S&P by five times? I know it's only a month, but what's going on here?
Yeah, it's what I said probably earlier on tapes, and keep in mind, if you kind of let your mind go back to the beginning of the year, I mean, we had one hell of a first quarter.
Yep.
What happened in the second and third quarter is money rotated out of the groups that we were in.
The cyclicals into the defensives.
Right, consumer staples and financials. It was the big slowdown that was occurring. So we've had two quarters of, less than spectacular results.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden in September, everyone's kind of looking around the market, and guess what's cheap?
The stuff you were buying.
Exactly.
Energy in the U.S.
Energy and consumer discretionary. Money's coming back into those categories like crazy. They never got expensive. That's why we never sold them.
Yep.
And that's why you're seeing the huge pickup, if you will, in the performance.
Well, you definitely got the pop in energy. So what have you done? How have you adjusted the fund as of the end of November?
Well, as you know, we rebalance every month, and that's what you're alluding to, and we've actually sold off quite a bit of our energy.
Uh-huh.
So in the U.S. Value 50, we had a 41-42% weighting. We're down now to about 28.75% energy.
Well, that's down from where you were last month, but that is overweight the index by a mile.
It is overweight. When you look at the S&P 500, that's a 9.7 or 10% weighting in energy. We still have a triple weight, but certainly a long ways from 42 where it was the month before.
Yeah. Now, I remember a couple of months ago, there was almost no technology in the Value 50. Then you started building it up a bit. Where are you now?
We're at about 16% technology versus S&P weighted at about 15%.
Sure.
So we've slowly been building up in technology, selective names, most in the OEM, the original manufacturing
area. Oh, I was going to ask. You're not buying Microsoft and Apple?
No. We're buying the kind of like the down-and-outers. Sanenas, Electron, Telads, even Jabil Circuits. So that's where we're kind of looking for value, and also we have a big position in EMC, which is obviously in the storage area.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're just a little over market weight in technology.
Okay, so you've gone into consumer discretionaries. What did the numbers tell you is out there?
Consumer discretionary is a huge undervalued sector, and it has always been. Everyone's waiting for the recession.
The consumer to clap out.
That's exactly.
Right. The housing collapse and all this.
Every day you hear what's wrong with the consumer, but the stocks have already reflected it. They're way down from the real fundamental value. Stocks like Home Depot, which last Friday had a rumor they're going to get bought out by private equity.
Yep.
Lowe's, you got Carnival Cruises, perfect stocks when you think about, you know, the consumer and the consumer going kaput.
And you're about market weight in that sector.
Actually, we're 23.75%, which is huge relative to the S&P is at 10.
Oh, you're more than twice the...
Yeah, so we're twice market weight there.
That's quite a position. Okay, now let's look at the Canada Focus Fund, and it had a good month as well, but it didn't shoot the lights out the way the U.S. one did.
Yeah, we came in at 4.71 versus the TSX at 3.3.
Well, outperformed. I'm giving you that.
Yeah, outperformed. And a lot of that, again, in our sector, we were heavy in metals.
Right.
No pun intended. But anyway, metals, and obviously with the rebalance that we did last week, we're even more into metals. So,
well, I know you love Techcominco.
Yeah, Techcominco, new names in the portfolio, Elcan. We're back into the gold stocks in terms of Yamana. Love the ITSCO. You know, Lionor is showing up, so we took a position there. So we like the medals, and they're up to 40% weight now in our Canada Focus.
Well, okay, so if there's more medals, there's less of something else. What were you cutting back on? Energy, I would presume.
Energy. We were back into energy. As the energy companies go up, they get closer to their model price, and therefore they get cut back. So when you look at our energy weight, it's only 15% versus TSX weight of almost 30%.
Wow.
So we're half weight energy, believe it or not.
So you still find those energies expensive in Canada?
We do.
But you've got some in the fund.
Well, we got some in the fund, and obviously the ones that we like.
Yeah, name some.
You know them off by heart, probably. Telsman,
yeah.
Petro Canada, Encana, Nexen, CNQ, and
yep.
Husky.
Okay, now the financials, if you look at, the 75% of the TSX index is metals and energy and financials, so you've got to have some financials in here.
Yeah, we do, and we're at 17%, 18% financials versus 32.
Way underweight.
Half underweight, but as you know, from month to month, we do wonder quite a bit, and but we have a lot of metals, and we sense that's where all the value is here. So,
well, I mean, I can't ask you to predict the month, but I mean, how does it feel? How's this year going to end for you?
I think pretty good. We're close to our benchmarks, both in Canada and the U.S. In a total rate of return basis. So. We had a great day yesterday in Canada because we had the medals. We were up 1.6%. So I think it's going to be a robust year. And always, between, I can tell you, between Christmas and New Year's, the market always goes up. So I never go on vacation. It's always great to come into the office and look at my quote screen because it's a good day. It's always a good time to be in the office.
Great. Well, let's look for a terrific end to the year. I'll be in to see you in a week or two. Thanks, Brian.
That'd be great, Michael. Thank you.